Does the gender of an employee play a role in the outcome of a public relations campaign? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Amelia Rigstad, visiting assistant professor at the University of Wisconsin River Falls, looks into whether personality traits rather than gender can make the biggest difference.
Have you experienced challenges in workplace communication or wondered why men and women communicate differently? Based on the findings of my 2017 study, where I interviewed 40 public relations practitioners within Minneapolis and St. Paul, Minnesota, I explored how gender plays a role in influencing the practice of PR, how men and women have different communication styles in the workplace, and how traditional female or male qualities play a role in this working relationship. Initial themes suggest that men and women communicate differently, but that personality traits rather than gender lend itself to influencing the end goal of a PR campaign. The idea that practitioners perform in their day-to-day jobs and put on fronts, not necessarily communicating what is on their mind to colleagues and clients, is apparent. There is a feeling that the expectation is to always be on, to essentially be acting or playing a role. Practitioners also believe that age is a factor, and the millennial generation communicates differently and less effectively in a work environment, regardless of gender. Senior-level male practitioners are labeled as the old white boys club, and senior-level female practitioners take on more masculine qualities and behave like men in order to gain recognition and promotions that lead to seats at the executive table. Inequality at the C-suite level is of concern to many women practitioners. Men are aware of these challenges, but it doesn't impact them in the same way as women. The goal of this study was to assist communication professionals do their job more effectively by understanding gender and communication differences between men and women and how this relates to the workplace, leadership positions, and public relations. This may inspire some practitioners to look at the status quo in a different light and challenge themselves to communicate more effectively.
That was Amelia Rigstad of the University of Wisconsin River Falls. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.